Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As voters continue to cast their ballots in the 2020 general election, some policy positions are becoming more clear, while one of the biggest issues just became a lot more murky. In a point of clarification, Governor Steve Bullock became the first Democrat to announce his support for packing the U.S. Supreme Court with additional justices. The comment came last Saturday during a debate with Senator Steve Daines. According to an article in the Washington Times, Bullock said, "We have to figure out ways to make the court less political." He then went on to say, quote, "So I'm open to that, and that's anything from a judicial standards commission, or we'll look at any other thing that might be suggested, including adding justices," end quote. To which Daines responded, "Well, at least we finally got an answer." Daines then went on to say, quote, "Steve Bullock just said he's open to packing the court. I don't think we should pack the courts. If you want to politicize the courts, for heaven's sakes, you pack them. And he just said that he's willing to do that," end quote. In my opinion, the controversy surrounding the courts arose in part because of a strategic miscalculation by the Obama administration. They left hundreds of federal judgeships open, believing they would be filled by Hillary Clinton. Clinton's loss gave President Trump the opportunity to remake the judiciary with the appointment of nearly 400 federal judges. The same holds true for Justice Ginsburg, who should have retired, giving Obama the appointment. Instead, she wound up giving Trump the appointment, sparking the threat to pack the court. In another instance of clarification, Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney was forced to double down when he indicated that he agreed with Governor Bullock's veto of a bill to ban infanticide. The exchange came during a gubernatorial debate with Congressman Greg Gianforte, when Gianforte called out Cooney for not supporting a bill that would have required medical care for any infant born alive due to a botched abortion. Cooney said that he would veto any bill that impedes a woman's right to abortion. When Gianforte accused Cooney of not only being pro-abortion, but also pro-infanticide, an obviously angry Cooney shot back saying he was not pro-abortion, but rather pro-choice. Gianforte concluded by saying that when it comes to infanticide, he's more concerned with the life of the child. And finally, under the heading of issues that became a lot more murky, it was revealed this week that North Fund, a dark money group that donated $5 million to legalize marijuana in Montana, is in hot water with the Commissioner of Political Practices. North Fund has financed more than two-thirds of the marijuana effort, but won't disclose their donors, they have no website, and no social media presence. It's almost as though they don't exist. Reporters from NBC Montana tried calling the group's Washington, D.C. office, but the person who answered the phone said they'd never heard of North Fund. The Commissioner of Political Practice is not backing down, and we can expect lawsuits to be filed for campaign finance violations. When it comes to the legalization of marijuana, Montanans have the right to know where all the money's coming from. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.